Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment. Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless. Radio.
Introduce a little anarchy.
Thank you. Pumping so hard, I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. just, I can feel it in my chest. Getting crazy up in here, getting crazy up in here. I can feel it in my chest, it goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now, it's getting crazy up in here. The crowd is about to go, while it goes boom. I can feel it in my chest, it goes boom.
Thank you. Been a minute since we kicked it last time. I really miss them. Miss them soft looking pictures. Miss them off the wall position. Miss the way you wrap them legs around me. The way you put it down. Got me pulling your hair. Don't even care. You're going hard. I'm going hard. We both was gasping for air. Your legs way up in the air. You like, ooh, daddy, right there. The way I put this up on you, can't nobody compare. Now tell me who gon' get that sweater. And I can get your body calling in. Clear the way, cause head first is how I'm diving in. First, second, third shift gears. Now we out of here. Tell me where you wanna go. Baby, I can take you there. Take you to the moon. Now I can take you to my room. I can push the walls back in. Just a little deeper. Put your legs behind your head and then throw you in the sleeper. You saying that you love it. Well, come on, baby, keep up. We're trying to reach out with your sexual erotica. Love me all inside of her. She wanna keep it in. I'ma keep that thing looking. I'ma do her ass in. From the window to the wall. Make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low. From the window to the wall. Make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low.
Yeah. put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Notch Melon. The act is too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen. Deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing. No tight. Dust twisting. I'm like Popeye. I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag? Let me feel your mouth. Becky's and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older gene. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-been, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap, come on.
Looking like a star.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I'm a booty I'm back. This is Patricia listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Let's go and get crunked up. Let's see who we got on the line. Good evening. This is Catrice. What's up? How you doing, Mississippi? Uh-oh, Mississippi Red was on and then he left. Oh, well. Okay, well, we're just going to keep it rolling. All right, so let's talk about just dealing with just life in general. People living off the system. Okay, you know, when times are hard, and you know, you realize there's a lot of people living off the system. And I was looking at some stats, and they were saying that 64% of the population who are on welfare are Caucasian, white people, whatever you want to call it. And the other percentage is broken out between African Americans and Hispanics. Then we're looking at the stats on how people actually work or actually working a job, and how many people are actually starting to be entrepreneurs and doing the things that they do. And you know, they're noticing that there are more entrepreneurs now over the years than they are when working a full-time job. So basically, you know, over the years, you go to this job, you work it, you get paid, you got health insurance, you know, you come home, you do the things that you do. Now, since the economy busted, a lot of people decided, you know what, I'm going to go into business for myself. Some businesses made it, some are prospering, and some has failed, because it depends on the type of business that you decide that you're going to go in. Is it going to be a business that's going to be profitable to you each year? Are people going to spend their money? Because you know what, people are more frugal right now in what they spend. So they're just not going to spend just for the hell of it because they got it. It's going to be a good reason why they're going to spend it. So you got to think about that. So, you know, I'm in a profession where, you know, requires people to spend money, but you know what, it's like an ultimate end result that you get from it, though. You know, there's satisfaction to it when you actually use my services, because you're going to get satisfaction from it. So, you know, you always have to just think about the things that you're going to go into and what you're going to do to make it successful for you. You know, is this something, you know, you're going to do for the rest of your life, or how are you going to handle it? Then you got the folks that just kind of living off the system. People that just, you know what, I'm going to be on the system forever, and I'm not going to even bother looking for a job. As long as they give it to me, I don't need to do nothing else. Those are the people I have a problem with. Because you could either, one, go find a job, or two, start your own business. That's basically what I'm saying. I mean, if you shouldn't have to live off the system because it's there for you. You should live off the system because you probably need it right now. And then there's an ultimate end to it where you may not need them no more, and then you'll say, you know what, I'm going to stop. So, you know, there's a lot of people that decided they want to just live off the system and do whatever it is they want to do. Then you got the folks out there that's living paycheck to paycheck. Will we ever get over to a point where we're not living from paycheck to paycheck? Will it ever get to a point where that you actually get a check and you put something in the bank and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to exhaust your whole payroll check to a bill or to rent, to a car note, to everything? You know, do you get to a point? There are a lot of people out there that are living check to check. And people are real nervous about, you know, if those checks dry up, what's going to happen next? And folks get that way. I've been there. You know, so you have to realize what it is that, you know, you're working towards and what you're going to do. You know, then, you know, you got those that that will rob, steal, cheat, do whatever it is for them to do in order for them to get where they need to go. No, and of course, you know those folks don't last all that long. I mean, literally, they don't last all that long. Y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. If you're interested in submitting your music right here on Lawless, make sure you go to lawlessradio.com and hit that Submit Your Music link. We are looking for DJs. We're looking for hosts. We're looking for people to be hostess and DJs on our radio station. You know, we're looking for some unique people that are dedicated, that are willing to spend 2 hours, maybe just an hour if you want to, every week promoting our local come up, our independent, our unsigned, unsigned underground artists. If you are, you know, you may be a promoter out there, and you want to be able to get, you know, you got some people out there you're trying to promote, and you want to drive them to one location, to one spot. You can promote them right here on Lawless Radio. Be your own promoter on the show. Promote the local come up. Help our artists out there be out there and be found doing the things that they do. Because right here at Lawless Radio, we are one of a kind. We are one radio station that that does not, we're pretty much the only radio station that offers this internet radio, that offers the ability to play music from people who are trying to get their music out there and let it be heard. You know, we're doing the thing, and we are supporting. We're doing what we do to make sure that our local come up are supported in the music industry, because that's what's important. So, you know, if you know anybody that needs to submit their music, or if you're interested in becoming a host right here on Lawless Radio, y'all go ahead and make sure you send us that information. And all you need to do is go to lawlessradio.com and get all that information, and they'll just go on down with it. All right, so, you know, like I was saying earlier, I was saying I had changed my phone providers. I was with, Sprint for almost, I don't know, 15 years. And I decided to go ahead and move on to a new talk phone provider. And I got this email from Sprint saying, you know, we miss you, you know, we will offer you 6 months. No, it was 6 months. I'm exaggerating. It was like 3 months of free bills or whatever. I mean, you could have did that while I was, you know, paying that high-ass bill, but now you want to go ahead and offer it to me, but, you know, it's too late now. I mean, literally, I cut my bill down, like, in half, basically, from what I was paying. And still getting the same thing, you know, and everybody's like, oh, man, you go to AT&T, you know, you got to pay this separate, you got to pay this separate, you got to do this, you got to do this. I'm still coming out paying less than I was. Now, although I did, you know, the very next day I had a little hiccup with my phone. My phone just totally died, and didn't want to come on, you know, so I got a new one. I still got a few, you know, I think I'm working on, 20 more days. I got 20 more days before I can turn this phone back in and pay a $35 restocking fee and get another phone. So, you know, I am watching these days and just trying to figure out if this is really the phone that I want. I like the phone. I'm getting used to it. You know, I'm trying to see what I can, you know, work with it to get everything together. But, you know, I'm still counting down them 20 days. Although I got to pay $35 to restock it. But at least I can get another phone, something I like. I may go ahead and, you know, might swap it out. You know, you never know. But, you know, I think before I swap mine out, I think Buck may want to swap his out. But, you know, speaking of Buck, hold on a second. What's up, baby?
Here I am, alive and well in the land of the living.
What's up? All right. Buck has returned. Oh, this is a good day.
Yeah. Glad to be back.
Yes. Well, that's cool. All right. So tell the listeners how you been. I know a few folks have been asking about you the last couple of weeks. You hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's just basically a lifestyle change. A lot of things I've taken out of my life, and a lot of things that I've put into my life, and it's all new. You know what I'm saying? But I feel good. I feel a lot better. I'm just trying to regain my strength and. Get back to doing what Buck do, you know. But it's cool, you know. I'm back, and like I say, I'm glad to be back, and I want to thank everybody at Lawless Radio for all their prayers and kind words, and and such, and I appreciate it. I really do. Big shout out to the chairman, TL, for looking out, cuz. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I hear you talking about AT&T and all that, you know. It's going to work out with us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this. The real true test is when I go to Mississippi. And we'll see if I'm able to make a phone call when I get to Mississippi. If I can make a phone call from deep in the country, Mississippi, we good to go.
We good to go. Yeah, because you didn't get no signal in Sprint. It was like, man, you had some. It had emergency because nobody was getting nothing.
No, it was like you just fell off the face of the earth. You don't even exist anymore. You know, and it was kind of sad because sometimes I had to, even here in my home, I would have to go outside to make a phone call on my phone with Sprint, you know, and I'm kind of like, man, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. He's like, what is the point? I don't know. That's real. Hold tight. We got Mississippi Red out here. What's going on, Mississippi?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'm praying for you, and I hope you pray for me when I went in the hospital as a newly diagnosed diabetic. I hope you do.
For sure, brother. You know it.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm glad that you get all the cigarettes out your life. Okay.
Yeah, that's all done with. The cigarettes, the weed, the drinking, it's all over with. It's a done deal. The salt, the Popeye's chicken, it's all gone. The milk,
I love milk,
you know. It's all gone.
And can I send a shout out to my girl?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm glad that Mel is back from South America. She went down to Brazil to do music and promote and whatnot. She was in Rio de Janeiro. That's going to be the next Summer Olympics. They're going to be in 4 years.
Right.
In Rio.
Exactly. Yep, that's right. They're going to be in Rio in the next 4 years. That's right.
Yep, she went down there and she did her thing. But she's back in the
EO Mill. All right. That's what's up.
Was she down there for Carnival? Carnival.
Yeah.
That's like Mardi Gras in Brazil. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, was she down there for that? Was that going on right now, or was that going on when she was there?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I'm glad she's back. I'm glad. You know, that's all good. That's all good. Cool. All right. So, how you been, Mississippi?
I've been good. You know, yeah. I'm getting my blood sugar back the way it should be.
Okay, so you watching your food? You ain't overdoing it, are you?
No.
Okay.
I don't even really eat like that no more. I'm just taking my medicine, my insulin, and, you know, I'm pretty much good. I'm good right now.
You're good. That's what's up.
That's great, man. I think that's the one thing most black people need to do is watch their health, man. I was in Walmart, and you know they have at the little counter there where they got all the fried chicken and chicken wings and all that, man. It was so many fat bastards
kind
of long waiting for that, man. I thought that was awful. That was a shame, you know. We just not taking care of ourselves like we're supposed to.
And Mel was cooking tonight. She was like, I don't know if I should fry it or bake it or boil it or grill it. I was like, no, you can't. I'm not going to get no, don't fry it. Just fake it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a diabetic. You know, I can't eat no fried food. I just, you know, and she went on ahead and baked it for her man. And I love her for.
All right, man. All right, now. All right. Shoot, hey. It ain't nothing like some baked chicken. It ain't nothing like some good baked chicken. But you know what? Speaking of chicken, I need to put this out here. If you get chicken, you got to get it from the farmer's market. I'm sorry. I'm hooked. I mean, I got some packaged chicken in the refrigerator now, but the farmer's market got the best dang chicken. It's like straight from the farm. Like, they went out back, and they killed the chicken and drained the blood and chopped them up, took the feathers off, and put them in the cold case. That's how fresh that chicken is.
Right. Don't shoot it with rollers.
Man, that chicken fresh. I was like, I could tell the difference. I couldn't, you know, and I took one bite. I'm like, man, this is different. And I thought maybe because, I don't know, maybe my taste buds. But I'm like, no, this is freshness right here.
Right.
This straight different. This straight different. All right, man. All right, y'all hold tight. This is Catrice. You listen to Raw Deal right here on Lost Radio. This is Diamonds and Cheddar. Be right back.
Living in Brandon Hill kinda did something to me. Made me grow up, I'm talking about way too bad. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. Now look my mama, I'm telling you she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps being hoes. Give a J a slam just to ride, here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks. To the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you're locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so long. In the world where the wicked is lost for my homies, and we all trying to get it, so we say that in committed. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. The way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar bill, y'all. My role models was Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma, look at me now. Standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her proud. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy wow. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouting, look out now. Billy badass, nigga out here chasing this child. Mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding no leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay laced, fighting to get the cake I want.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back. This is Katrisha listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, we got Buck out here. Buck, yeah. You still got a signal?
I'm still hanging.
All right. That's good you got a signal. Normally, you would have dropped off.
Nah. My pills ain't kicked. My medication ain't kicked in yet.
No? Okay.
No, I ain't kicked in yet.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, I don't know, I'm chilling. I got one, it was just one of them days. I'm playing the music, kind of get in, do what
oh
I do.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. No. You didn't just yawn on the air, did you?
I did. I was like, oh, man. I'm saying it's hard. I even took a nap. That's what's messed up about it. I'm telling you, I'm bringing down. I don't know what.
I don't know what's worse, dead air. You yawning on there? We gonna have to ask Kevin about this one. Man,
I'm telling you, it's deep.
Wow.
I'm like, man, what's going on? I said, what's going on? It's telling you something else. It's definitely something else. I'm like, man, I'm trying to function over here. I'm trying to function over here. Trying to see what I can do to get it back.
Oh yeah, that's right. The coffee pot broke. That's right.
Man, the coffee pot is broken. You know what I mean? Broken. I ain't seen the pot ain't worked in months. No, it's been a minute. It's been a few days, but the pot ain't working. And we need to get it to work.
Yeah, you need to put an APB out to your listeners out there, man. Somebody got a coffee pot that they need to donate. Donate to the Raw Deal, please.
Man, please. Let's donate this coffee pot. Please donate the coffee pot. Gotta do it. All right, we got Mississippi Red back. Let's see what he's talking about.
Yes, ma'am. I just got back in the mix. That's what you're talking about with the coffee pot.
Man, the coffee pot broken. I haven't been able to use my coffee pot in
days. We don't even drink coffee. I love a cup of cappuccino, though.
I don't know what cappuccino tastes like.
I never had cappuccino.
Yeah, but isn't it like real sweet?
Cappuccino tastes like walnut brown. That's cappuccino.
No. I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling. If one day I'm feeling lucky, I give it a whirl.
I don't like coffee. We not coffee drinkers. We love cappuccino.
You like cappuccino?
Cappuccino.
Okay.
Cappuccino.
We're gonna have to try that. Okay, so you know, earlier before y'all got on the air, I was talking about how people live on the system and won't get out and actually try to find something.
I'm a working man. I cannot stand people that just, you know, they want to beat the system because they get like 3, 4, 5 kids. And I'm going to tell you something. Wisconsin is a woman's state.
Mm.
So she don't care. She get like 4 kids. They give her all the SSI in the world.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't appreciate that because my cousin actually put some on Facebook. He said he loved helping disabled people, but not lazy people. Some people are lazy and don't want to work. They just use their kids to work the system. And Wisconsin is like the biggest state to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the mama don't got to get no job. She got like 3 kids. And She put them on SSI, and she milked the system like she, but she get a big ass truck driving it around. And I'm looking at her because a girlfriend of mine, her sister, did that. I appreciate that. We work. I will. I'm a hard working man. And, you know, Mel is a hard working girl. You know what I'm saying? But they won't give us, they won't give us anything. It's like, it's so fucked up because you won't help people that's trying to help themselves, but you will help people that ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Forget my language. But I mean that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know,
I believe you, Mr. Red, because I got a baby mom up in Wisconsin doing the same thing.
Right. In Madison, right. Madison. Oh, no, not Madison. Sun Prairie.
Yeah, Sun Prairie, exactly. Out there in Sun Prairie, ain't nothing out there but cows, you know what I'm saying? Right. So what else can you be doing?
Cause you went to once you passed Miller Park, you put that on my Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did.
You passed Miller Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Posted
about that. But yeah, I was talking about, you know, because they were talking about how the number of people that are living on assistance, and I had mentioned earlier that the percentage of people, there's more Caucasian, white people, whatever you want to call them, that are on the system than it is African American and Hispanic. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, they were surprised to see that. And I said, I'm not surprised to see it. You know, it's just the way it is. It's how you work the system. There are more people understand how to work the system in a way that they can get a whole lot of things and not have to do nothing.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can understand if you need the system for a little bit, you know, you're following hard times and you need that system. And then once you get back to yourself, back to normal, you know, you go ahead and you stop it.
Right. My grandmother, Mary Mae Russell Jones, my mother's mother, was on welfare because she was sick. She was terminally ill, you know. But what they used to do back in the day in the 50s, they used to come to your house. They would tell you, you cannot have no television. You can't have no car. You can't have no radio. Only thing you can have is a bed for your child to sleep in and furniture.
Well, they're going back in the closet.
They used to come back every unannounced. They used to come back in the house and tell them, oh, you got a car, you got a telephone, you got a radio. No, we can take you off this. You cannot have that. And that's the thing. They don't do that no more.
Right.
You hear me?
Right. They need to break some folks down. Cause this is
right. I wish they would go back to that old school welfare system. So if you getting SSI, you don't need to be. You should not have no car. I mean, if you can't, your child is that sick, or this or that.
Okay, so you're talking about going back. What's in that movie, Claudine? Going back to Claudine days.
Claudine, they had to put the toaster. They had to put the black and white toaster.
Right. They hired days just so they can get by.
My grandmother was very sick. She couldn't work, so she had to take care of all these kids and couldn't work. She was on welfare. They could not have any luxuries. And back in them days, in the 50s, a television, a radio, a car, a telephone were considered luxuries. You see how we got it now? Because we think a telephone is a luxury, a cell phone. No. It's a necessity. That's what they figured out. but in back in them days, it was a luxury.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to, you know, this is something you don't have to have.
I mean, if you need to use a telephone, walk your ass down to the gas station, put a quarter in the phone, you can call who the hell you want to.
Exactly. But yeah, there's a lot of folks out there. They need one of them Claudine. They need to go back to the Claudine days. They need to select some folks. Select some folks to do a pilot of the Claudine days.
Mel wants to say something to you. It's my
okay.
baby.
What's going on, Mel?
Hey, babe.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I ain't went nowhere.
Okay.
Well, I ain't went nowhere. Yes, I did get back out of the country, but we have talked since then. I just got out the hospital, so I'm laying my butt down.
You're chilling, huh? That's it. I feel you, girl. I feel you. All right, girl. So tell me. I'm glad to hear you out there and you're chilling out. You know, it's been a minute since we've been on the air together.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Glad you're out there, honey. Glad you're out there. All right. So anything new you want to share with us?
Not much. When I went over, it was a new experience. You know, I met a lot of people and did a lot of things, got a lot of connects, and, you know, life pretty much is great. I'm trying to now, you know, I signed my contract, so I want everybody, when I come up, I want y'all to see me, so I'm not going to reveal what I just did, but
okay.
not just yet.
Okay.
It's been good, and but you know, I pray for you, babe. Glad that you are recovering. I did say a prayer for you, and I posted that on my Christian page.
Appreciate that lawless love. I really do appreciate that lawless love. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have nothing but that, you know.
Absolutely.
So, pretty much. Other than that, it's just. It's life. When you we were talking about, like, I heard Mississippi talking about the system and how people use it. I do have a problem with that because I don't know, like what he said. I'm like very ill, like even how like Buck is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever illnesses we have. But I can't get insurance. I can't get my disability because it requires me not to even do what I have a passion for, and that's promoting and my music and stuff. And I can't even get private insurance to pay for insurance on my own. You know, I can't get help with anything in the system. And I see all these other people out here, they get, you know, free housing, free food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And money on top of that, you know? And it's like, wow, that's crazy. And then they go to the stores, buy their little clothes and whatever they do, and don't take care of the kids. And that's kind of disturbing to me. But, you know, when the mama looking like $1 million and her kid looking like a penny. So, you know,
Let's go back there because that's what gets me. You looking fly as you can be. Got the hair done, everybody's just, and you living off the system. Also, and your kids saying, "Mommy, I'm hungry."
Right.
But you rolling around with Gucci and Coach, well, fake Gucci and fake Coach, but in any case, you rolling around with it.
I would never do that.
Right. I've seen a lot of people that, you know, they sell their food stamps. Isn't that supposed to be for the? I mean, yeah, I buy them, but when you got three kids walking behind you and one in the basket. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you should, right. You shouldn't be selling them if you got, right, you know.
But somebody else go get them, so I, you know, hey.
Hey, yeah, but you know, people say, well, hell, it's my taxpayer money to pay for them anyway. I might as well buy them.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie and say I ain't never bought them. So.
Right, I ain't lying either. I ain't mad at you. Definitely mad at you, girl. I know that's right. But yeah, folks, you know, it's just interesting, you know, how many people just talk about it and they like, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. And, you know, folks were talking about how people are living from paycheck to paycheck. I think half of America living from paycheck to paycheck right now, you know. And, you know, is there a recovery from living from paycheck to paycheck? Or will we ever have a possibility where we never going to have to live from paycheck to paycheck?
Me and Kevin, Mississippi, I'm not going to lie, we just had this conversation earlier tonight. When I said I'll never vote for Obama. And so I'm going to make a lot of people mad. I really don't care.
Well, don't vote.
Not only because I
vote for Romney.
See, that's what he said, just don't vote at all.
Don't
because
vote.
I do not like
don't
the fact that the only reason why I would vote for Obama is his race. That's it. Because he has the same skin tone that I do. I'm not voting for any other reason. So should I vote or not?
Yeah,
I know that we have this, you know, like, you know, we got to stick together thing. But my thing is, it got so bad, so I can't even get health insurance. You know, when he called the ambulance over here, too, I was in the hospital for 2 nights. I'm like, I can't even pay. I have to pay for my ambulance trip. That's over $500. Plus, when I get to the insurance, I have to pay for that because they won't insure me. And that's the only reason why I'm like, the insurance thing is for me. And I told him, I said, if it does not affect you, you don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to learn that it affects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got
I can't get my private insurance because I have pre-existing conditions. They're not going to insure me. And once I went through my stuff with my divorce with my husband and stuff, he messed up a lot of stuff with my insurance. So no insurance company will insure me, even if I want to pay them my money. And then so I'm like, the insurance in this country is jacked up. And that's the reason why I said, oh, no, I'm not voting for anybody. And I know that sounds wrong, but a lot of people will be like, well, and they'll give these little chicks out here having all these babies Medicaid, or I don't know what y'all call it in different states. It's called different things. Free insurance.
So hold on a second. Mhm. But yeah, it's deep. Hold on tight, y'all. We'll be right back.
Just like a handyman fixing whatever is grown, girl, we grown.
Let's go, babe.
Never the same thing, steady playing the same game. Don't be messing with the same lane, make a different change. Before the same, I was watching all your moves,
girl.
The way that you walk, the way that you talk, feeling you,
girl.
Some of the best kids they had,
it's all new, girl.
Put a diamond on your finger, all new,
girl.
If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here.
Okay. All right. Oh man, here we go again
tonight, bro.
Oh, we in here.
Got
tonight,
all this money on me.
It's too much money. You know what I'm saying?
You think it's dumb? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all the way dumb.
All these women up in here, bro.
A lot of fine women in here tonight, bro.
I see haters here.
We
up behind me.
Like,
I don't know whether to holler at a girl or throw a bottle, bro.
I'm like
getting candy store right now. You know what I'm saying?
Got a pocket full of money, and I know what to do. Got a club full of women, and I'ma leave with who? Feeling like a million, shining like a jewel. These haters imitate me, they trying to do what I do. Got a pocket full of money, and I know what to do. Got a club full of women, and I'ma leave with who? Feeling like a million, shining like a jewel. These haters imitate me, they trying to do what I do.
To death. Somebody pass me a cash, yo. Roscoe Dash, I'm about to show out on these.
Comma,
my bank account is massive.
Yeah.
Out shiny, cause whether it's paper or plastic.
Yeah.
I just got a tumor, they looking real fat.
Uh-huh.
You can call me Nick Cannon, cause I don't know how to act.
For real.
You can let your girl roll, I bet that she don't come back. We ain't gotta get a room, I got plenty of space in the back. Up in my wallet, I'm rocking with short stacks. Play with me and I be throwing bullets like a quarterback. I'm keeping out something sexy, big booty and nice rack. Just give me about 30 minutes and I promise I'ma handle that. We popping tops from bottles, driving these girls crazy. I got a feeling that this is somebody's old lady. But I don't really care, cause tonight I'm amped up. I'm all the way turned up.
Like who? 50 cups.
Rockin' full of money, and I know what to do.
Got a club full of women, and I'ma leave with who?
Feeling like a million, shining like a jewel. These haters imitate me, they trying to do what I do. I got a pocket full of money, and I know what to do. Got a club full of women, and I'ma leave with who? Feeling like a million, shining like a jewel. These haters imitate me, they trying to do what I do.
We going crazy in this thing. Standing on top of the table.
I
want another shot, but don't know really if I'm able. Distracted by the stallions, I need to get in my favor. My game don't work, then I might have to snatch it with my paper. I see the haters, but they better not get
wild.
These bottles of Grey Goose will turn into projectiles. Feeling kinda dizzy, think I need to take a sit down.
Seven shots of vodka, I think I can go another round.
Yeah.
Chilling with the girls and we y'all sipping some. Getting kinda loose with all this touching and rubbing. Take them to the back and I'ma beat it like percussion. Turn a VIP into a West Coast production. All this money on me, I might need a little help. It's kinda hard to spend 10 stacks by yourself. I got bread to blow, that's the reason why I came. I didn't mean to grab your booty, the liquor's a
pain. And I know what to do.
Got a club full of women, and I'ma leave with who? Feeling like a million, shining like a jewel.
These
haters imitate me,
Sitting on my liver too. Feeling like a million. Shining like a jewel. These haters in my kingdom. They trying to do what I do. I don't know what to do. Got a club full of money. I'm on my liver too. Feeling like a million. Shining like a jewel. These haters in my kingdom. They trying to do what I do.
And we keep it cracking. You know, it's the Midwest, baby.
What?
Come on, come on.
We gon' get flossed tonight.
Thank you.